Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a psychiatric evaluation on Tahsin Dogan. First name spelled T-A-H-S-I-N, last name D-O-G-A-N. Date of birth 2/1/1949. Date of evaluation 1/4/2022. New paragraph. Mr. Dogan, D-O-G-A-N, is a 72-year-old single male, father of three children, ages 45, 42, and 29, residing with a roommate, employed as a chef in a deli, referred for psychiatric evaluation regarding cognitive impairment slash limitations affecting his ability to demonstrate knowledge and understanding of English and slash or civics necessary to obtain U.S. citizenship, period. Skip a line. The patient was present via video conference, period. His niece, Anna, was also present at times during today's evaluation via video conference as a source of information used to complete the history documented in this note, period. The patient and his niece gave consent for telehealth services, period. New paragraph. Mr. Dogan was born in Qorum, Turkey, Qorum spelled C-O-R-U-M, and came to the U.S. in 1985, period. He reported having married in the U.S. and had obtained a green card, period. His wife reportedly died several years ago, period. Mr. Dogan described that as he is approaching retirement, it is his intention to remain in the United States where his children are residing and therefore pursuing obtaining U.S. citizenship, period. New paragraph. The patient stated he is able to understand what is being said in English to some extent, but is unable to speak or read in English. And when trying to learn to do so or even express himself, he becomes easily frustrated, adding that he is unable to remember the things he read, period. He describes starting to have some memory impairment over 10 years ago, which has exacerbated since then, period. Approximately 8 to 9 years ago, he reported having gone to a neurologist for an evaluation, but has not followed up since then due to lack of insurance coverage, period. New paragraph. Mr. Dogan reported being forgetful of people's names, forgetful of adding certain ingredients while cooking, as well as being forgetful of food orders taken, period. He also described that he sometimes forgets to check foods cooking on the stove, causing it to burn, period. New paragraph. His niece commented that he is unable to drive safely, so she has to drive him to the places he needs to go, period. As she also works in the same deli, she has observed his work habits as being, quote, everything in disarray, end of quote, period. She added he has only been able to remain in the workplace as the other workers in the establishment are aware of his limitations and compensate for his deficiencies, period. New paragraph, bold heading, past psychiatric history. Under that, no reported history of psychiatric hospitalizations, period. No reported history of suicide attempts, period. No reported history of aggressive behaviors, period. No reported history of psychotropic medications given, period. No reported usage of alcohol or any illicit substances, period. New paragraph, bold heading, medical history. Under that, no known drug allergies, period. Primary care physician is Dr. Kumar, K-U-M-A-R, period. History of hypertension prescribed on lisinopril and history of non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus prescribed on metformin both 20 years ago, period. History of benign prostatic hypertrophy prescribed on finasteride, F-I-N-A-S-T-E-R-I-D-E, period. Status post 3 prostate surgeries, with the last one having been in New York approximately 7 years ago, period. Status post-appendectomy, greater than 25 years ago, more than 25 years ago in Turkey, period. New paragraph, bold heading, family history. The patient is the middle of three children, period. No reported history of psychiatric illness in the family, period. No reported history of suicide in the family, period. No reported history of substance abuse issues in the family, period. No reported history of physical, comma, sexual, comma, or emotional abuse issues while growing up, period. New paragraph, boldface heading, mental status examination. Under that, exam at time of evaluation revealed a 72-year-old male groomed in work attire, comma, wearing an apron, comma, cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Speech in parentheses Turkish and the parentheses spontaneous, comma, normal, productive, and goal-directed, period. Mood essentially neutral, comma, though appearing anxious at times with apprehensive affect, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. No evidence of any overt delusional beliefs, period. The patient denies any suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. He is awake, comma, alert, comma, and oriented times three, period. Insight and judgment intact, period. Attention slash concentration demonstrated some degree of distractibility, period. Upon cognitive testing, the patient was able to repeat three out of three objects, in parentheses in Turkish, and in parentheses upon immediate recall, and one out of three objects, and then in parentheses two out of three objects with assistance, and in parentheses after 5 minutes, period. Mr. Dogan was unable to perform serial 7 testing, dash, in parentheses, 100, comma, 97, comma, 87, comma, 77, end of parentheses, period. He also demonstrated significant impairment in the performance of serial 5 testing, dash, in parentheses, 100, comma, 95, comma, 85, comma, 84, end of parentheses, period. Of note, comma, he also had difficulty in understanding the instructions given for testing and was observed to become frustrated in manner, period. Mr. Dogan was able to name the current president of the United States correctly, comma, but when asked who the vice president is, comma, was only able to reply, quote, a lady, end of quote, period. New paragraph, bold-faced heading, diagnoses. Under that, R41.9, unspecified neurocognitive disorder, period. Rule out G31.84, mild neurocognitive disorder due to another medical condition, period. Rule out G31.84, mild vascular neurocognitive disorder, period. Under that, bold-faced heading, recommendations slash plan, neurological consultation, referral, period, ongoing medical follow-up and routine labs with most recent labs to be forwarded to this office for review, as well as obtaining consent to coordinate care with his primary care physician as needed, period. Form N-N-648 given for completion, period. RTC as needed, period. New paragraph, bold-faced heading, summary. It is my medical opinion that Mr. Tossin's cognitive slash memory impairment, in addition to his advancing age, impairs his ability to demonstrate an understanding of the English language and slash or knowledge and understanding of the fundamentals of the history and the principles and form of government of the United States, comma, qualifying him for disability exceptions, period. And then the ending, Suzanne Tuzel, MD, under that, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology. Thank you so much. That's the end of dictation.